This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. High school and college students from across North America will be in Dallas this weekend for what's being called a hackathon. That's hack in a good way. Organizers say they don't want to destroy software or cause trouble. It's a competition to create. Adele Shank is a graduate student at UT Dallas and one of the hackathon organizers. Adele Shank, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
For those not up on the latest tech speak, what is a hackathon?
A quick description, I'll say coding competition. That's not totally accurate. It's really just a group of people coming together to collaboratively build together. So they have 24 hours to build something. And then at the end of that, the best builders, the top seven in our case, they get to go up on stage, present to our panel of judges. And at the end of that, the top three walk away some really awesome prizes. They range from a fully paid trip to South Korea to compete in Global Hack Seoul to random stuff like Apple TVs to just any type of hardware prize you can think of.
So are they working on software? Are they working with hardware? I mean, how does that work?
Both. We have software hacks and hardware hacks. But really, it's a combination of both. The students, it's up to their imagination and what they can think of, problems they want to solve. Mm-hmm. They can make anything they want.
Where did the idea come from to create and host this hackathon in Dallas?
I'll say around August. I went to a hackathon right here in our backyard in Southlake. There, I met two other teams of UT Dallas students. And we just started talking. I'm like, well, I haven't seen other students at hackathons before. I mean, what are you guys up to? Let's go and check more of the hackathons out. So at that point, we just started going to a bunch throughout the nation. And a reoccurring theme at these events, There were Dallas hackers there. Not only that, there were Dallas hackers winning at these events. I've been going to hackathons for a long time, but just seeing so many Dallas people all everywhere all the time, it just made sense. We have demand, so why not bring one here to Dallas?
What role are the schools playing?
The schools, they've been a big help. UNT has been a big help in getting our venue and some other stuff, making some really good connections with the tech community. UT Dallas, they're acting as our fiscal sponsor. They're actually paying for everything, and they're our bank. All our sponsors' money is going to UT Dallas. SMU has been a big help in the ideation and in terms of coaching us and just a lot of different things. And the students themselves at all three schools, they've done a great job in getting this event together. And since we have 1,000 students coming, we're going to have over 100 projects created. Six judges can't go and judge 100 projects. So we're really going to have 50 judges. And they're coming from professionals from the area technology community. And also we have faculty members from our schools.
What do you want to come out of this event? You know, what's the takeaway?
So the real big takeaways that we're focusing on is the lessons learned in terms of the technology the students will learn and the people they'll meet. I mean, they're going to meet students from all over. Yes, we really focused on Dallas when we started this competition, but we have students coming from all over. We have schools, two schools, one from Canada, one from Mexico. We have almost every state. We have New York, California, Georgia Tech is bringing a van down. We have buses from UT, Texas A&M. Every major Texas school is coming. So just the students really get to connect with everybody and make some really good networking opportunities.
Adele Shank is helping organize Hack DFW, which will take place this weekend in Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.